It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble. Really, guys? Really?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Really ready to rumble? Really?
You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
Welcome in, everyone. Happy Friday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Snow day around the metro. Snow days have really changed. I'm looking out the window right now. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be the old man who sits here and is like, back in my day, we only got snow days when it was 6 feet of snow. Because we know that's not true. First of all, you're a capper, you're a liar, and you know conditions can get dangerous out there. Snow days are not the same anymore though. Like there was this like
when quaintness to it,
right? When the word came down back in the day, you know, whatever this was. This is all post COVID. This has changed post COVID. Like when the word came down, it was. There was a euphoric state. It was like, what are we going to do tomorrow now? And yet, I mean, this is when you're a kid and everything. For kids now, what's a snow day like? It doesn't even seem that fun because then they tell them, well, you just hop on your iPads, hop on your computers, and you're going to do some learning tomorrow. Here's a question. Does that actually happen? That's what I don't know. Like, If I'm a sophomore in high school and they tell me that I have a snow day and I can't like drive anywhere still because I'm not of age to drive, and they're like, here's the deal, it's a snow day, so you don't have to come into school, but you got to get on your computer and go to class all day. I don't think I'm doing that. I'm not sure that that's happening.
Finding the motivation would be hard.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. I just don't think that I would do that. So snow days look and feel a little bit different. No, in all seriousness, be safe out there today. It's going to get slick. Already some, you know, sleet or freezing rain happening. Roads are okay as of right now, but hopefully it doesn't freeze over the afternoon and into the evening. So,
also, if you ask a teacher, this might also be a COVID day because attendance is dropping throughout our.
Yeah.
City's public schools.
Uh-huh.
Can't find the subs, can't find the staff to work them.
Right.
And we'll just take the four-day weekend.
Right. You're more likely now to get the canceled day because not exactly in the best situation.
Monday's a holiday too. Yeah, everybody get away from us.
Oh,
for
it
four
is.
Days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that makes plenty of sense. Man. Maybe that's part of it too. We can cancel school now in an instant. We're just so used to it now.
Yeah. Middle of January, haven't used but maybe one day.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable with the bank that you have?
It happens quick. It happens fast. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in. We have many things coming up on the show today. Brian Christopherson. No Munson today. But BC will join at 11:30. Sipple at 1. That a part of your starting lineup today. Brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. As always, would love to hear from you guys. Open all the lines of communication are open. 402-951-1620. Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. And at Connor Happer. We're at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Tweet us your thoughts for the weekend. We will preview NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. I was looking at the broadcast. So NBC has two games this weekend. So you're gonna get the Tirico Drew Brees crew for the first game tomorrow. On NBC, the Raiders Bengals.
What's the crew tomorrow? I'm sorry.
It's Tirico Drew Brees.
Okay.
On NBC.
That is the heir apparent crew.
That is
whenever Al decides, you know what?
Yeah.
I know everybody knows I don't want to travel to the East Coast. Now I don't even want to leave LA. I'll just stay at home.
He does feel like, in one sense, one of those guys who could really walk away at any time, and it, you know, we'd have a big celebration, but he wouldn't really care about it all that much. At the same time, does he want to stop? I mean, he's still obviously very, very good at it. And it's hard to imagine at this point Sunday Night Football without him. Also, Drew Brees, not convinced. Not of the hair? Definitely not of the hair, Josh. Definitely not of the hair. But just of Drew Brees as a broadcaster, he's kind of...
a little milk toast.
He's kind of meh.
Yeah, just very, very bland.
Kind of meh.
Yeah, and there's rumors that Amazon is going to make a bid for the NFL in some form or fashion, whether it's the Sunday ticket or beefing up the Thursday slate, and the rumor is they're going to go after Al Michaels.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that would certainly make Sunday Night Football. I like Tirico. I think Tirico's
really
good. Yeah,
Tirico's solid, and when he left ESPN to go to NBC, like, oh, okay, we're pushing Al Michaels out.
Right, that's what it felt like, yeah. Because there's not really that many visible spots at NBC. They do a Sunday night, you know, a Sunday Night Football game, Olympics, and he's, you know, he loves doing the Olympics. He kind of anchors the Olympics coverage, so I guess that's kind of coming up as well.
Well, he's an international man. He's Italian.
That's exactly right. Tirico, that's how you know.
Italian.
So Nance and Romo are doing San Francisco Dallas, which is about the most predictable thing that you can imagine. Then Al and Chris are doing the Steelers Chiefs on Sunday night, and then of course we get the weird the Monday night game has weirdo ball written all over it.
Yeah,
all over it. We don't know what to think of the Cardinals Rams, really either of them. Both of the quarterbacks are kind of volatile. We're not sure what we're going to get there. It's a Monday night game, so you get the weird Monday night crew, and you get the Manning cast, I believe, on the side.
Yes, you do.
So Levy, Greasy, Lewis Riddick. Just for future reference, we'll talk about it on Monday when we get back. But that's got weirdo game written all over it. Whatever that means, I don't know. Probably some underdogs winning. So we'll talk about the NFL. We'll get thoughts on those games as we go on throughout the show today. Look, I've received spam call number 2 or 3 of the day. It's been bad for the last 2 weeks. I know we talked about this last week, but I mean, really, truly bad over the last 2 weeks of the day. Yes, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I thought of the show, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
No, we've only been here for like 5 minutes. So we'll talk NFL. Basketball roundup. Nebraska plays Purdue tonight, and that, I don't know, probably won't go well for Nebraska. Creighton gets Xavier, and that's a tough challenge on the road. We'll talk some Husker football topics. We got salaries for the assistant coaches, so we'll have that as well. By the way, out of all the things, and this is kind of predictable because this is just the world we live in now, Wordle has become a little bit contentious on Twitter. We've split into two factions. The people who tweet out their Wordles, and then the other people who are like, if I see Wordle one more time, I'm going to freak. I'm going to lose it.
I think that is proof that...
anything could be politicized.
Literally anything in this world can get a 50-50 split.
Yep. We could argue over literally anything. I think there's a third group, and the third group is, I kind of just, you know, I think I played this morning. I got it on the fourth try. I didn't tweet it out, and I'm okay with seeing it because I'm interested in how people have guessed on the day, and I think it's funny that, so I'm basically just like, you know, sitting here, Elmo, arms raised in the fire, like, this is fun for me. I love watching people argue about whether this is a good thing to argue about or not.
It's words without friends. Well, look how smart I am. I solved it on the second attempt.
Did you do your Wordle today?
I did. I got 2 letters like right off the bat, and then I didn't get the word right until the last guess.
Wow, tough.
It was a real roller coaster of emotions.
Now, here's a question that I thought of. What's stopping people from, like, just tweeting out the word? Everybody has the same word, right?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. Puzzle is the same.
Right. What's stopping someone from just tweeting out the word every day?
Oh, I'm sure that's out there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, too. Amazingly, I haven't seen it on my timeline yet. Maybe that's a bit that we could do on the show. I could just tell people what the Wordle word is today.
Oh, yep, there it is. Yeah, you can.
Then they could tweet out how they got it on the first guess.
I searched Wordle spoilers.
Yeah.
And yep, popped right up.
I'm sure there's a few Twitter accounts out there that are solely dedicated to this purpose, which I think is kind of funny. The amazing Daniel tweets in on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. I'm here to tell you that when they do e-learning, so they don't count as a snow day, it's pretty bare bones at best. They just get an assignment here or there, and they aren't due the next day. So, you know, okay. So it's still like you have to, you know, you're told to log on.
Yeah, I got to be in that chair at 7:45 or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't sleep till noon.
It doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't. If I'm not eating a bowl of cereal watching Price is Right, then it's not a snow day.
That's right. And then I'm outside sledding or, you know, jumping around, whatever you do. Doesn't look like that today. Everybody's sitting in front of their computers. Gray day. It's like, I think this is the first gray day that we've had in a while. I know this because I drive up. I have to get off when I come from the west to get here at our fine studios at 50th and Dodge. And so I come up Farnham and I go directly into the sun. Directly into the sun. And it's not enough for me to put my sunglasses on for the 15 seconds that I'm, but for 15 seconds, I'm totally blind. Right by Warren Buffett's house. 15 seconds, I'm totally, luckily he has like six fences that would prevent me from driving into his house. But yeah. All right, so happy Friday, everybody. Enjoying your snow day, I would hope, or figuring out what that means for the kids. Like I said, want to hear from you guys on the show today, 402-951-1620. We will get things rolling officially up next here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show returns in minutes on 1620 The Zone.